Welcome to... That's not even there.
Yeah. Welcome to Holland and
We've done that one before. I want a new, like, hey kids, welcome to Holland and Cal.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, you with your headphones in, or speakers, or however you listen to audio, this is... It's not a very good voice.
Now listen, you guys, you're listening into this, huh? Well, welcome. You just hit the jackpot. It's Holland and Cal.
The producers of Tom Cruise Behind a Bridge bring you audio. You having a good time, sir? Why do they always say, see?
They're never sure other people can see.
Yeah.
They're always concerned that they're surrounded by blind people.
Yeah. They get through different fads of you see what I'm saying here? You see what I'm saying? Sensory stuff? That's the guy who doesn't get the game.
Welcome to Holland and Carl.
That's the like the granddad of the guy we normally get.
Yeah.
Even more decrepit. It's just a head in a jar.
Welcome to Holland and Carl. I can't think of any voices that I haven't already done tons of times.
Yeah. That's a new range.
Welcome
to Holland.
Well, welcome yourself to Holland and Cal.
Yeehaw! This is the Cowboys.
I like that guy. It's just outside. He's never allowed to join in with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh boy, Cowboys. Oh, cool, guys. Can I join in? I've got to pull myself a gun.
Yeah.
You all get out.
Okay.
All right, great intros.
One of those, yeah?
Yeah.
Welcome to Holland and Cowell. There you go, that's it. That was the voice.
Yeah, brilliant.
Mate, we should just keep all this in.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just run our podcast to the ground.
Welcome yourself to Holland and Cowell.
Yeehaw! This is the Cowboys. Holland Duty, right? You're in a shooting computer game.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, right.
Who are you?
Me?
Yeah, who, you know, you can... We haven't defined the game yet.
Okay, right.
But I thought we'd start
So I'm on character select screen.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
First of all, head options.
There's always good music.
Choose my head.
Choose your character.
Choose a character right now. That's a cool head. Go to the next
Shoot
bit.
Those guys or ladies, whatever.
Bear in mind, it takes me about Aliens. 2 hours to choose my character in any game.
Yeah.
So are you one of those guys? Just cycling through, like, there's a bald head, like, no, that one's got a little goatee.
I've just had an insight to who you are. Do you try all the different eyebrows?
I've had to stop myself because I literally won't play a game.
Yeah, you're there going, like, sending emails to Ubisoft, like, I want the left eyebrow number one and the right eyebrow just number two.
Reviewing a game, but all of my reviews are just about the character.
I want a guy
who's never got onto the actual game.
He's permanently grimacing yet surprised.
I'm saying forehead depth you can do now. Yeah. Like, do I need to know what? Is there a point in the game where I go, no, his forehead's too deep? Bring that, rein that back.
Wouldn't it be great if that actually made a difference in the game? And they were like, oh, I was going to give you the magical sword of Ezelon, but your head is too big. Here's the crown of Cassandra, but oh, it doesn't fit. You should have chosen a smaller head melt. And the game just ends.
Start again.
I do like the idea of a man who's constantly grimacing yet surprised. It's like, you know.
Angry.
What's going over there? Oh my god! But yeah, so you're on the character.
Okay,
select,
so I'm choosing. Okay, what I'm choosing is the guy. Okay, head is like sort of a mohawk. There's always a mohawk option.
Yeah,
chosen
the
mohawk option. Yeah. And then facial hair. We're like beep beep, and then it's just going through different beep. Okay, that's a mustache. Beep. Okay, that's a beard. Full beard. Beep. That's sideburns. Sideburns. I'm doing just sideburns.
Okay.
Mohawk.
Yeah.
Top half.
Yeah.
Vest.
Yeah.
Straight off. I don't even need to look at the rest of them. It was already preloaded in. I went,
so it's
that.
Like Die Hard's grandson.
Yeah. Yeah, his cool punk grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Die Extreme.
Of Die Hard, the main character in the Die Hard films.
Yeah. Death Extreme.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. And then I don't...
Death Extreme.
Don't really care about the lower half of the body, so just baggy cargo shorts and...
shorts.
Converse.
Jesus.
Converse.
I'm not sure I could take that character.
Basically, what I'm using as...
I'm not sure you can be a killer and show your shins.
Okay.
That's just my theory.
Well, carry on. I beg to differ. Basically, right. What I'm imagining in my head is the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games create a character.
Okay.
And all the options on there are stuff like baggy shorts. Yeah. Like, yeah, baggy, that baggy mm-hmm. thing. Okay.
Okay. So what sort of like... So you've created that guy.
Yeah.
Feels a little bit like steampunk, a little bit gritty.
Yeah.
What kind of world is this game? Like...
It's set in... it's sort of... it's World War IV.
Mm-hmm.
Which implies there's already been a World War III.
Yeah.
By the nature of numbers.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's in the middle of it, so there's already like a sort of dystopian feel, but then also there's...
Maybe it's World War
IV. Yeah.
And that explains the shins.
Yeah. So I've been, conscripted.
Are you subscribed?
I've subscribed to the army.
Yeah.
And brought him.
Hello, Alex. We're out here in Afghanistan bombing things. Hope you're having a nice week. Here's some photos of what our team's been up to.
And then I've opted out of those on the emails, and then I just went and...
Opt, hey? Black opted out
black
of those.
Black opted out
hey?
Of it.
That was almost a joke.
Yeah. Weapon of choice, obviously a Luger.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what era of war we're fighting, it's a Luger.
Yeah. I like this. Mm. So it's World War IV. Where's it set? I mean,
this is all urban.
You've narrowed it down to Earth, which I like.
Yeah. It's urban, like it's sort of like the burnt out husk of some sort of inner city.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of like collapsed skyscrapers. Most of the buildings don't have roofs, and there's big chunks of wall missing that you can climb up rubble to get into.
See, listening to you now, this must be how every game is invented. Because I mean, this sounds like a game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very much the tropes of a game.
Yeah.
And you just come to it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool. I like it. So you got your Luger.
Yeah.
You're climbing up buildings.
Oh, I get the Luger from my my dad, who was killed in the opening part of it.
Nice.
Because he's like the tutorial part. Is your dad going like, "Well, kid"?
It's the bit where you learn to crouch.
Yeah.
You crouch and your dad gets shot in the head. You're like,
really? Really steep learning curve.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to use your crouching ability now to defeat the enemy.
If only my dad could have crouched. God damn, his knees being fused.
Yeah. And that's, you get the Luger off him, it's like, now you've turned 16, I guess, because it's like in Japanese games where they're always weirdly young, but they look like they're 30, but they're actually like 16 or 14 or something. And it's like, now you're 16, we can teach you how to fight. And in this, you're like, well, why doesn't he already know how to fight? Because he lives in this weird dystopian war world, but apparently he has to be taught now. Press the control button to crouch. His head blows up, and then I have to pick his Luger up off him, and then
fight straight in the game. I like that, because you learn to crouch, very important for a game, and you're straight in.
Yeah, straight in.
Because normally it's a little bit of like, hey there, buddy, why don't you come this way? Yeah, duck under this, jump over this, hey, now sidestep this. I'm like, who are you and why am I doing
Watch
this?
Watch out, the old farmer's in the field. You want to creep around him.
Yeah, yeah.
Press the F button to hold yourself to the wall. Like, oh,
initiate parachute, I'm on the ground, do it.
I don't like in tutorials where the person telling you the tutorial uses, like, tells you to press buttons on a keyboard. I'm like, is the character in the game know about keyboards and know that I'm not a real person?
He's looking you in the eyes going, I know what you really are.
Use your mouse.
You're a man.
Let's not kid
pants.
Anyone here. Use your mouse to look around.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm going to be the bad guy.
Okay.
So you can
just shot my dad.
I want you to give me like one thing to kind of work around.
Okay, you have an amulet.
Oh, okay. All right, I've got an amulet, and it's made of the cartilage of your dad's knees that I stole.
Oh, so that's why I can't crouch, because you're already a bad guy before
I got
shot.
Yeah, that's right. I messed with your dad's knees, son.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to be like bald.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like from like somewhere in the southwest of America.
Right.
But like this, because we produced the game, we kind of just thought, yeah, we'll do the voice actors. We'll do the podcast. So that explains the voice. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, son, you can't come around here in this damn MP. And all of America instantly, like, bans our game.
Yeah.
Just for the first time in history, our game has been banned for lack of artistic merit.
Pre-release.
I'm the cartilage man, and I took your granddad. Did your granddad's cartilage too? That's right, your whole family. Now I want yours. I'm going to put them in a row on a case on my wall. That's why I started World War IV.
Yeah. Loads of exposition at the top of the game as well. Yeah. Like, oh, I thought maybe we'd discover that later.
Crouch again, damn it. I don't want to crouch. Show me how those knees work. Yeah, I'm going to get those knees right there. Oh, I love those knees. And I'm just dressed as a giant turkey.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why.
I knew you'd say
just,
that.
Just like, I'm just dressed as a giant turkey. I've got a bald head. I've got a scar, like, vertically across my right eye. And the eyeball is like glazed over.
Nice.
Like not like misty.
Yeah.
Like literally double glazed. Okay. Like double glazed.
Double glazed. It's got two lenses.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. I just thought that. But it's almost like
insulation.
It's like an eye. It's like an interior. No, not an interior. Like a very tight fitted monocle.
Yeah.
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 And
it's just on your eye.
And I've got a flamethrower, right?
Okay, nice.
And just out of interest, I'm gonna get a dice out of my dice bag. I'm gonna try and flamethrower you in the face. Just out of interest.
Okay, where are you?
Just
next
start.
To me now?
Start the game.
Because in my mind, you're like,
start the game.
So all this happened so far.
You crouch.
My dad said, press the control button to crouch, and then I crouch. My leg gets shot, and then you're next to me.
Yeah,
you just said your speech about why you started World War.
I mean, this is a classic game. I don't know what your problem is, but I'm two. So I try. Oh, that's okay. That's a bit more realistic for games.
Because it goes over my head because I'm crouched.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna make dad some crispy damn knees. But I just slightly burn your sideburns off. I don't really like sideburns.
All my mohawk gets.
Yeah, but your mohawk's now just a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
And your sideburns are gone.
Yeah.
So what happens
okay,
now?
Okay, so
in the
there's
game?
A there's an open pipe.
Anyway.
I'm going to call through that to get away from you.
Okay.
And then get a bit of distance.
See if you can crouch. Okay. Crouching is difficult. You've got to press square.
I've got to re-crouch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, you crouch.
It's a total crouch.
It comes up on the screen, Crouch Master! And I go, no!
You've leveled up crouch. And then I have to go into like a tech tree where
you get minus 6.5 points to spread across different, like, your eyebrow height. I really want to raise that right eyebrow.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, it's
should I decrease my head size?
All aesthetic changes.
Someone told me that you get a crown at the end. I'm not sure. My head might be too big.
I just want to make this game like take as long as possible and to go through lots of different achievements. Crouching.
Okay.
Checks.
Classically in a big blockbuster game, because that's clearly what this is. At this point, so you crouched in the pipe, and then what normally happens is like everything falls over, because that makes, you know, if you're playing Call of Duty, everything falls over.
An explosion or just everything falls over?
Like buildings collapse.
Oh, okay,
and, like,
yeah, it's just a big set piece.
So I think
stuff.
So I try again to like flamethrower you.
Yeah.
But I like hit like a gas main and it all explodes.
Yes.
And you like are tumbled like
thrown out of
it. Sort of down a cliff.
Okay.
And I'm out of the way then.
Yeah.
And then when you come to,
yeah.
There's this like if you play Golden Axe.
Yeah.
There's like the little guys. The
if you kick them, they give you little bars. So,
I don't know why I'm rolling. Yeah, I don't know one, I'm dead. I'm like,
I just wanted to give you some magic.
Like, even if this doesn't hit you because you rolled a one, that's all.
Yeah.
Like, you have a heart attack just at the sound.
I'm in the wrong game.
I rummage through the bag,
and
I'll pull out like a little vial of magic juice, and then like some ammo for some reason that you've got on there.
Okay, yeah, and obviously at this point, like some of my henchmen, like, so I'm now like sort of way up on a cliff.
I imagine, yeah, you're sort of going like, get that idiot!
Get him! Get that! Don't shoot his knees, boys! Don't shoot him in the knee if he crouches again.
You want us to bring him back alive, boss?
All the time you're just crouching, and it's leveling up.
Because that the little like magic thing I just shot was supposed to do another bit of the tutorial, but
in most games, like you just see like the in first person shooters, you just see like the hands.
Yeah.
I think in this game, the camera is just aimed at your knees,
knees.
So you can't see where you're going.
Yeah.
See your knees. And I'm like, get him, boys! Just get him! And then I think what's going to attack you is big mechanical gorillas.
Okay, are those your henchmen?
Yeah. I've got... Because I think that maybe the reason I'm wearing, like, a turkey suit... It's actually, like, a turkey mech
Yeah.
And it's a bit like, maybe it's like a Jurassic World game.
Okay.
Maybe that's where I'm coming from. And I'm like the evil scientist and I built the turkey mech.
And the gorilla mechs.
Yeah, the gorilla mechs. And they're just like big, chunky, like gorillas that like thump down and fire comes out of their eyes.
Yeah.
And so they just all like run towards you. And I'm just going to see if they all like get me. Two, so they all just fall down a cliff.
Like, they land sort of near, but they're not. Not dangerous.
I made their knees too big. those giant knees.
I need more cartilage.
Yeah, so
it's a vicious circle. I can't make good gorillas without the cartilage, but I can't get the cartilage because the gorillas are bad.
Yeah.
You go off on like a soliloquy about.
Yeah. About that. So I walk off. Maybe I just walk off just talking about knees.
Yeah.
And then the credits come up. You know, at the screen. What's it called? What are we calling it?
I called it
Holland of Duty, but
World War Four, and then subtitle World War Four: The Need for Cartilage.
But yeah,
the need is spelled with a K.
Damn
in the
it! That is inspired.
Badass.
That
is
Holland of Duty, World War Four: The Need for Cartilage.
So far, I'm playing this game at home. I'm like, I haven't done much yet. But a lot has kicked off.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to, whilst looking at my knees, crouch my way up the hill to try and get towards it to avenge my dad.
Yeah. For some reason, it's like each stick operates each leg, so it's like really complicated to walk.
Yeah. And my arm's obviously just straight down by my side.
Well, you've got your gun like pointed forwards, but it's like like tight against your right knees.
Yeah.
You can look up, but you have to kind of like look, you know.
But like it's like the camera automatically swings back down to the knees. To literally hold it up to be able to. If you take your finger off that, it'll just drop again.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to start towards you. I'm just going to roll to see whether I make it up the hill closer to you.
Okay.
No, two.
Okay, what happens next in games? Well, obviously, you've got to have some, like, levelling up cool new powers.
Yeah, sure.
So you killed the little blue magic guys. I know, it'll be the classic, like, just roaming guy. So, yeah. Hello, do you? I see you've got 300 eyebrow points. Do you want to buy a skill?
Yeah.
And then he unfolds a map because the developers thought that was a really nice way of getting into a complicated user interface.
Yeah.
Choose your skill.
When you say developers, you mean us? Like we chose?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, from this point on, we're going to hire someone else to do it. We're going to leave the podcast to them.
Yeah.
Bob and Barry going, what? We didn't hear the beginning. I'm like, work on it. All right. Well, you're in space. No, it's World War Four. Anyway, right. So you, what
I'm
skill?
So about it. Okay. So
I mean,
I'm just
what sort of like as a character. I guess what I'm asking is, what are you developing into?
Okay. As always with any of these games, I develop ranged attacks, sneaky stuff, and occasionally magic-y things.
Yeah. I mean, you're letting a lot about your personality out right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Definitely. Always,
you're
like
a sneaky,
any game,
sneaky
like
man with long range.
Yeah, yeah. All games, I'm instantly just drawn to all of like. It takes me so long to play games. I'm sure people who play it quickly by just running in and destroying everything must get through games so quickly. But I spend so long creeping around the edges of things until I'm absolutely sure I'm not going to get suddenly attacked by something.
Yeah.
And then I'll slowly wind my way into where I'm supposed to be going. It takes
You're playing the right game.
So anyway, I'm going towards like I'll sort of be going through the texture like boop boop boop, and like, you know, it has a little description. It'll be like you know, soft knee, like your knees make less noise so that enemies can't hear you as you get closer to them. Okay, I'm tempted by that one.
Sentient knees. You get a little radar that works on your knee, like a little
so enemies like will flash
knee
up
sonar
the
we'll come back to that.
To work on that later. Like boop boop. Okay. Thigh bonus. That's quite good.
Okay.
That puts more. That means I move faster because my thighs are stronger.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, everything collapses again. So you've selected that. Okay. Everything collapses again. But now there's a little like comic sidekick that's in like every game.
Okay.
And I think he's just going to be
like wisecrack him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to be a guy with like no legs.
Okay.
You know, that kind of is on theme.
So is he like on the radio to me?
He's got a jetpack.
Okay.
He's following you around.
No, good. No, because that's...
he's one of those guys, he tries to follow you around, but he just gets stuck behind walls all the time.
Really annoying.
And he's like, I'm coming, I'm just stuck behind a wall. And then more gorillas.
Okay. Right.
They fall down a cliff.
If I had cartilage, the gorillas would be better.
This game would be better if I actually had some bad guys just roaming around. Going, what's this game about?
I feel like we shouldn't make the encounters with bad guys skill dice roll based.
Okay,
because otherwise they're just never.
Okay, we are straight into the first level boss.
Okay, yeah.
And it's going to be just a giant mech foot. Because I'm like, basically what's happening in the game is I'm going to build a huge monster, like Titan mech, but each level you're going to see a different part of it.
Nice.
So it's going to start with you just this huge foot, and I'm on the top of it like Doctor, Robotnik.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be like, ha-ha, it's time to stomp out your...
Okay, so I instantly know how this boss battle's going
to go. I was doing a catchphrase.
I'm not listening, mate.
You skipped my...
Skip it.
This is why I was born... that is why I love my mother.
I don't need to know this. Yeah.
So that's why you're my father.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Whatever. So what's going to happen, obviously, is the foot's going to jump up in the air and then slam down like a big stomp to crush me, and the whole thing will be like, okay, wait until you've taunted it into doing that and then move out of the way and then you're stunned for a second and then I get a few shots off with the Luger.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well...
So the foot goes up, and I'm going to roll to see whether my thighs are strong enough to escape.
It's time to stomp out the problem!
6, I move out of the way.
Nice.
I'm going to take a shot.
Yeah. Okay.
4.
That's it. No, yeah. So, like, a toe... The two toes fly off. I want to say something that's about digits or toes. Toe! Like, oh no.
You're trying.
And at that point, an asterisk comes up on the screen. It says written by Jay Cowell and it has my web address because I'm so proud of it. My face comes up.
I'd like to put forward your character shouting on the next time a target shot. Yeah. Like, don't try to impede me. It won't work because
millipede.
Like legs and feet.
Oh.
Like pedestrian.
Yeah.
Impede.
Yeah.
Impede.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But if you hit me again, I'm gonna like do something different because that's what always happens when a boss is almost dead.
Yeah.
So I go up in the air again.
Yeah. Like, 1. That's slammed down right on top of me.
I'm stomping you. And you've lost a few eyebrow. You've lost a few eyebrow points. Now you're running around looking at your knees, trying to find somewhere safe to hide. And I'm like, for some reason, I'm just still going around in circles. Like, yeah, that's right. You heal behind that bush for some inexplicable reason. I don't understand why you could just heal yourself, but I'm doing this over here, right, Dad?
I'm using up all of my magic potion to heal myself.
Yeah.
Up early.
Yeah. Your knee balm.
Yeah. Knee balm.
Okay. Is that a thing?
Knee balm.
I mean, there's lip balm.
I mean, there's just balms. There'll just be body balm.
For people, like,
it wouldn't be specific
knee gloss.
To knees.
Knee gloss.
Yeah.
You can use my knees were
shiny. Don't use this on any other part of your body.
Yeah.
It's for knees only.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're up in the air again.
What's going to happen at this point is that your weird assistant guy.
Yeah.
He's going to
he gets around that.
He's going to fly in and just distract me a little bit, and then you're going to get a shot in.
With the Luger, definitely.
Yeah.
I might stop rolling this.
Okay.
2. It's not. It's just missed.
Yeah.
I shoot another one of those.
At this point, behind
a
one-way glass screen, the developer's going, oh, I don't think we're going to have to make this game very long. Apparently, it's pretty difficult. We have to market it like Dark Souls. Okay. Well, so you shoot off the other toes just somehow, inexplicitly, they just fly off.
Essentially, we know I'm going to win this battle.
Yeah, you press square and, like...
Yeah.
And I do my special move, which is, like, the tips of my toes open up and millions of little toes run out at you. And you have to, like, luger. And then, how do you finish me off? How does the boss
There's definitely, like, a little set piece. You know where there's, like, one of those things where you have to, like... I forgot what they're called, but you have to press buttons in the right sequence. sequence. Oh, okay. Like quick, like it'll be a bit where I'm using my knees.
Not like a quick time then.
Yeah, like that.
Oh,
sort of
those thing. Are rubbish. That, yeah, we'll put them in. But like, but really complicated
like
ones.
Yeah, yeah, because I've still got to like use your left thigh to move your
press
knee
left square down, and it's yeah, and it's yeah. voice activated. It's connect voice. It's like say cheese. What cheese? Knee square
cheese,
triangle.
Knees.
Look the other way. Do not look at us, you scum.
But what it
look at your
with,
knees.
Is with me crouching my way up to the top of the toe and then shooting the connection between you and the toe so that you
nice.
Fly off into the sky.
Okay.
And the toe blows up.
Yeah.
And then I get more eyebrow points.
Yeah, yeah. Your eyebrows are really, like, really
so
raising up
high.
Now. Yeah, yeah. Those are incredible eyebrows. Now it's like in... I remember, like, in the... There was a period in games where they started trying to do this thing where, like, you could either be, like, good or bad. I think they did it in, like, Fable.
But, like, usually what I remember would be, like, you just get given a binary choice every so often during
yeah.
the game.
like you strangle go, the cat or stroke it.
yeah.
What do you want to be?
Please, sir, I'm just a poor orphan. If you could... do you wish to help the orphan with
or
one
punch
gold,
him in
or
the face?
Punch him and throw him into a lake?
Yeah, but they used to... I think they did it in Fable, and it was, like, at the time, it was, like, considered as really, like, big news, but basically if you were... a bastard, which is what I like to be in games.
Sure, yeah.
Eventually, like when you're like roaming around, everyone would be like, "Boo!
Yeah.
Oh, you're no morals!" You know, because somehow
they're not very good at.
Yeah,
like,
everyone had Twitter
talk,
or something.
You know, only good at sort of giving you sick burns.
Like it's like you tweeted hashtag punch orphans or something. Somehow the whole world explicitly knew you were evil.
Yeah, so my options here are what be what were you suggesting
it's going to
be a night
just to make the game even worse for no reason at all. Like one of those like slider puzzles comes up on the screen.
Nice, yeah.
Where you have to like arrange
into the shape of the.
But
foot.
It's a picture of me and you, and
okay.
it says the developers of the game.
Yeah, because no one reads the credits at the end of a game.
Yeah, yeah, that's, he says that as well. Like, this is your own fault.
We need to get some appreciation. So that takes me an hour.
We spend ten minutes thinking of this game. Do the bloody slider.
Do your slider.
Look at your knees. Say orange, square, circle. Like, a girlfriend comes in like, why do you play these games? Well, I don't know, I think I've got low self-esteem. Just like being told to look at my knees.
Well, we'll skip ahead a bit in the game, right?
Yeah.
Where...
We've got the basic premise now, there's no point in going through all the grunt
yeah,
work.
Yeah.
Like
where would, like, the big... I mean, I'm trying to think, where would our big finale
the
be?
The big finale is going to be, like, definitely on the top of one of the sort of burnt-out skyscrapers.
I thought you were going to say with a bus for some
bus.
Reason.
On the top of a bus.
I was like, that'd be
rough. No, I like... just on the top of a bus.
I'm
like,
just having a really
just
nice
a time
on a bus.
Yeah.
You can come in and shoot me in the back of the head. What's happened
last tour? I just wanted a bus.
Just, okay, yeah, skyscraper.
But, like, because I had to fight my way up at the last level before.
Yeah,
you know,
I love it when games do that.
Fight way up a skyscraper.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a level in Killzone where you can like shoot through the walls and stuff. I just think that's great. Originally, there was a game, like the Die Hard game on the PlayStation,
yeah.
where like you could
yeah,
just
of course.
Shoot all the glass and shoot. It was just great, you know.
I remember like
you do all that?
Some of them, like it's a bit lazy. Because I remember Max Payne, there's a bit, the last level you basically have to get to the top of this skyscraper.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of like, oh, this is going to be a really bit. And then there's a bit where like, get to the lift, which just takes you all the way to the top. It's like, oh, okay, so there's the first floor, second floor, and then all the way to
yeah.
the top. Oh, that's
yeah.
how it works.
But as you get in the lift, there's another one of those stupid puzzles. But then there are stairs alternatively, so you
yeah.
can just leave and be like, yeah.
Like, those are your two options. Like, okay, you can spend. Literally 10 minutes real time
yeah.
going up the stairs, or you can do this little puzzle and you'll be up there.
Yeah.
It's our faces
you,
again.
You come on screen as like a really poorly like composited video of yourself as the developer.
It's really grainy.
Yeah, yeah.
Blocky.
Yeah, you're like, you can do this.
I'm giving you a choice now.
Yeah.
But, you will.
Okay.
Also,
yeah.
if you take the stairs, we'll remove all of your eyebrow
okay.
points.
So in my head, it's a bit like Blade Runner. You get to the top, it's
mm-hmm.
like mist,
yeah.
doves fly off,
yeah.
it's dark, there's the stars above because the cities are black out.
Definitely can't see you at this point. You just hear your voice going,
yeah.
well, you made it, because I've changed your voice that time. I can't
yeah.
remember what accent you're in.
Well, you made it to the top, did you?
And then I'm sort of walking around.
And those knees did all those stairs. I don't know if I like you.
I took the lift, actually.
I hope you were bending your knees properly, boy. And then what happens is, like, on the side of the building,
you suddenly see a huge mechanical version of my face. Because I'm a massive robot the size of a building.
Yeah.
Oh, reveal! And because, you know, the feet, now I'm the full mechanical beast.
Yeah.
And my fist just, like, slams down next to you. And you have to, like, look at your knees, press square, do a little clap.
Full
on your mum, tell her she's all right. If, unfortunately, your mum's passed away, the game just goes, well.
Like, the game just apologises and switches.
Yeah, the game's really awkward. It's like, oh, we didn't think this through. I'm really sorry about your loss.
You win.
Yeah. It's you get sympathy points. And we're like, what the fuck? That's what I'm saying.
That's IGN's
review that we put on the poster. Fist claps down.
Yeah.
And then this is the point where
I know I've got to do here as well.
You evolve, don't you? Maybe you turn into like something maybe.
I've chosen I've put my eyebrow points into wings.
Yeah.
Eyebrow wings of eyebrows that allow me to take off and fly up so I'm at head height with you.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it's just a case of saying cheese loaves, cheese triangle squirtle.
Ah, oh, goddammit, boy, I didn't build these arms to fight upwards. I hope you don't go near my eyes, which are the really weak spot.
What, the big red flashing eyes?
Oh, no, don't go near my... Ah! You just fly straight into my eyes.
Yeah.
And then inside my eyes, I'm in there.
Oh,
and it's
nice.
Just me and you.
Yeah.
And we have a hand-to-hand combat fight. But I've got my flamethrower, and I roll 4. So I'll just burn your arms off.
Burn my arms off. Still on my wings then.
Yeah, he's doing it. No, I'll burn you. All right. I'm going to burn your arms off.
Yeah.
Deal with that.
Yeah, I've got
deal with that.
My wings. Yeah. Okay, so I've still got a couple of bits left in the Luger. It's lasted me well throughout the game.
Yeah.
Because also by this point, for like a cinematic end, it's like you lose any other weapons you picked up by this point and you're back to like, make it really like.
Well, the Luger's there, but I mean, what are you going to do?
Fire it at your face.
Yeah, with arms.
Yeah, with my wings.
With your wings.
Yeah, I forgot that I need arms to fire them. Okay.
Yep, that's right, boy.
Okay, listen, I'm going to use a knee charge.
Yeah.
Is where I run at you, and then I jump, and then propel myself towards my wings, and then get my knees to hit you in the face.
Yeah.
It's ironic, because the thing you coveted most is what kills you.
Nice. Again, you appear on screen as it's happening and explain that to them.
Yeah. So we're really
hoping
really hoping we get some sort of award for writing for that, but nothing again.
I'm like, no! And I just explode.
Yeah.
And then the whole world is goes backwards in time.
Yeah.
Before World War IV.
Yeah.
And and you wake up.
We're doing a waking up at the end of the game.
You get up off the floor.
Yeah.
And you turn around, and your dad's alive.
Okay.
And he gets shot on the head, and it all starts again.
Okay.
Second game.
Second game. Yeah. Play through again? No.
And at that point, the disc just sets on fire.
Yeah.
And I reckon if that game was ever made, there'd be a few people who are like, this is what I've always wanted from games.
Finally, it breaks the mould of the usual first-person shooter and gives us what we've all been wanting.
Yeah, a burnt-down house.
Call of Duty, World War IV, the need for cartilage.
Goodbye from Holland and Cowl. It's like Gregorian chant.
I like it.
But about our podcast.
It's like a monk robot.
Yeah.
Or a robot monk. Mm-hmm. Are they different?
A robot monk.
Is a robot monk?
Well, a robot monk is a monk, but a robot version of a monk. Whereas a monk robot is a robot who's chosen to become a monk.
Nice.
But he didn't have to be a monk. Whereas a robot monk was made specifically to be a monk.
Yeah. I like Monk Robot because it sort of sounds like a cool film.
Yeah.
Monk Robot.
Monk Robot.
He did some badass stuff, and that's why he became the monk. Don't make me have to do that, man. I don't want to have to... That's the robot's voice.
Oh, okay,
cool voice. It's like, don't make me have to kill you, man. I'm a monk now. I believe in the big cheese upstairs. I don't want to have to blast your face off. I was a blast your face off drone robot, but I don't want to shoot you, man. I don't want to shoot you. Put your trousers on. And then he shoots him in the face.
Yeah.
And he says, monk robot, and bullets.
And there's a bit where, like, his old sort of... gang boss turns up at the monkery where he is, and is like, "You've been out of the game for a while, but we got use of your skills again."
"That's right, Monk Robot. You didn't realize, but I put a chip inside your brain that means when I say get down, you have to get down. Now I'm going to tell you to kill people. But no, I'm a monk now, man. No, you're going to kill people." And he presses the button, and then Monk goes, he's trying to fight the urge. Yeah. So what he does, right, is he kills bad people.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So he turns back on this guy, and he's like, "Well, if I have to kill..." And he's like, "Don't kill me. He's like, I have to kill you.
I wish I'd put in some sort of thing to stop that from happening." Yeah. But I forgot.
I did not remember the end of RoboCop. I did not remember the end of RoboCop and the sequel of RoboCop. I'm like, "Yes, damn right. I'm Monk Robot. I'm going to shoot you in the face, damn it." And just blow his head off. And then I'm into the house.
You've saved all the monk women and children who were in the monastery.
Yeah. And I make sweet love to a monk robot hussy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Because he's got an extravagant lifestyle.
Don't judge him.
That makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
I like that idea. He's like a gay monk robot. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Because it's like, what, you know, you can be a monk and be gay. What's your problem? Do all monks have to be celibate?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, not this monk, do it.
No, because he's a robot as well. Do
what
you like.
What does it even mean for a robot to have sex? I mean, does that... Is it not just software upgrades?
Yeah.
But you've got a penis. Shut it. It's just docking. Do-do-do-do, monk robot.
I'd love to make a film where there's like the... It's like there's a sting in the middle of it for the film.
He does it himself. Do-do-do-do, monk robot. Driving you. Do-do-do-do, monk robot. Accommodate you.
Yeah.
And his voice gets progressively sexier as it goes through.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I like those films where like the good guy kind of goes a bit wild.
Yeah.
You know, like... kind of Clint Eastwood-esque, kind of Dirty Harry film. So he starts out like, "No, don't make me shoot him, man. Don't make me oh no, there's a chip in my head. Now I've got to shoot everybody. But I'm only going to shoot the bad guys. What's that? You parked on a double yellow line?"
Yeah, it starts to blur the line between what's truly bad.
And then he just goes out there and just monk robot.
Monk robot.
Yeah, very different to Robot Monk.
It's a different film.
Yeah. I mean, we might have started it the other way around, but...
Robot Monk is where the head of the monastery is like, "Oh gosh, we just don't have a monk good enough to pray as much as we need to.
Yeah.
I have a solution, sir. Perhaps my latest invention, it's Robot like, Monk."
So the guy who invented Downton Abbey has a stroke. Everyone at the BBC is like, "Well, the last one was a hit."
it's a period piece that happens to have a robot in. I don't think that...
Mr. Willis, this is a wonderful contraption. Look how he prays. He's so intent.
Beginning protocol 005, pray bot.
Yeah.
Continuing
open
pray.
Brackets, pray. Initiate pray. See prompt. Insert prayer. Holy, holy God. Computers and stuff. He does quite cool prayers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the catch. That's the little like twist that makes it kind of cool. It's all like Victorian and stuff, but when he does prayers, they're like pretty...
Really cool.
That's why, because people are like, "No, you can't have a computer pray. That's disrespectful to religion." But then the way he prays is just so incredibly passionate and wonderful. Yeah. Everyone's like, "I've learned something new about life," because they're all like... all like clapping and, you know, dressing up as like seashells and under the sea we worship God, just you and me.
Under the sea
I wouldn't watch that. I'd be watching
You'd be watching Monk Robot, but I've put a lot of money into Robot Monk and I want someone to
they both come out at the same time. Leading to awkward conversations. I thought he was supposed to pray.
Yeah, that's where we'd eventually fall out. Like, we've both chosen to back different films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because no one would come to see Robot Monk. Because they'd be like, Monk Robot would look really... The poster would look really cool. And Robot Monk would look like a really boring period drama piece. But just with Johnny Five at the front of it.
So both programmes collapse and we have to do a crossover episode. "Why are you praying? We gotta shoot these goddamn guys." "No, deep down they got a good heart." "I'm going in, Robot Monk." And then he gets tied down. He gets pinned down by all these like you know, really tough bad guys with lugers and stuff, and then eventually
Robot Monk actually has to step in.
Robot Monk steps in and says, like, guys, why can't we just get together and pray? We could pray about the power of the gun. We could pray about the power of the drugs. Let's enjoy all the things that you like. He connects them on their level.
Yeah,
and he's
nice.
He's like, yeah, cocaine. God made cocaine with the help of Colombians. Guns. Guns are trafficked across the world. God helps with this. And then we just offend everyone.
The reviews are just like, that moral, it seems to be morally really ambiguous as to what is good or bad.
The review
is like, killing's bad, but drug trafficking is okay.
Apart from a few people that just go, I just really like the way he goes, Robot Monk. Punches people in the face. And also he's got fists that fly off. I'm always like that. Robot Monk.
Like, yeah,
it's a little, fist back.
It's like there's a little rocket pack at the, behind the fist. Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And that's the way in the episode where they get together, the praying monk, he puts his hands together and pray for them, and they fire off into the bad guy's face.
And at one point as well, he holds his hand up, and then his hand rockets off, and it high fives the crucifix of Jesus on the wall, and comes back to his hand again. And that's the scene we use in the trailer.
Yeah, I like it. Solid.
Cool.
It's a good idea.
Great. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks guys. I had a lot of fun this episode. I'm not sure how it's going to convey to the audience. It's just me saying the same thing a lot. But guys, if you enjoyed this, please like it. The only way we're ever going to get more listeners is if you, the listener right now, could possibly like put it on your Facebook or just send it to someone
just
you know.
Recommend it or share it.
Yeah.
Or,
and like, I learned recently that giving actually causes a release of like serotonin.
Nice.
Like positive stuff in your brain. And although I know we're not a charity, but you would be giving to us the gift of perhaps a new audience member.
And in a way, perhaps you'd be giving to the people you were sharing to, because they are able to experience the joy of listening to the whole thing.
And imagine if they gave it to someone else, and then they gave it to someone else, and then everyone on the planet listened to this rubbish, and finally, Holland and I could afford the therapy that we need.
Yeah. And maybe someone will pick up Monk Robot.
Monk Robot. Thanks very much, guys.
Bye.